I want to talk to you about something that is so important for our young girls, their self-image. I want to talk about the self-image of your daughter. Unfortunately, this is something that is becoming a bigger and bigger issue. The incidence of anxiety and depression and eating disorders and even as extreme as suicide all stem from how your daughter feels about herself and her own self-image. And I would love to say that no self-image issues start until, they're 13 or 14 or 15 years old, but the fact is there are a lot of reasons that these issues are becoming more and more prevalent, younger and younger and younger, and it breaks my heart as a mom, as a teacher, as a personal development coach. It just breaks my heart. And one of the hardest parts about this issue is that often we don't know it's an issue with our daughters until it's reached an extreme level. Because they, what's really interesting about this issue is that we've been talking to them now in school, and it's on, different media or whatever, that they're supposed to feel this way about themselves and they're supposed to know. And so they actually have a lot more head knowledge about how to avoid self-image issues than they've ever had in the past, but they still struggle with it. But because they have all this head knowledge, sometimes they don't want to talk about it because they're like, I know I'm not supposed to feel this way. I know that I'm supposed to do XYZ to not feel this way. I know that this is just because I saw this girl in a magazine or I saw this girl on social media or whatever, and that's why I feel insecure about it. So they don't necessarily want to talk about it as much because they know the solutions or they know about the issue in a way that maybe we didn't when we were younger. But the issue still exists. And if anything, it's getting worse. So as a mom, what can you do? What can we do? Even if you're not a mom, anybody that has influence in a young woman's life, and especially men that have influence in a young woman's life, these are just as important tips for them as it is for the moms and the women in their life. So the three tips that I have for you. The first one about improving your daughter's self-image, and this can be at any age. You do not need to wait. You should not wait to implement these tips in your life. If your daughter is 3, if your daughter is 13, if your daughter is 33, these are tips that you can use to talk to her and encourage her to have a better self-image. And so the first one is focus on non-physical characteristics as much as possible. Instead of saying, you look great in that outfit, or your hair is so beautiful, or have you lost weight, or anything physical. Even I like your manicure, whatever it is. It's not bad per se to comment about physical characteristics, but when that is all your daughter is hearing, that is how they measure themselves. It's that whole what gets measured is what gets noticed. And so if that's what they feel like people are measuring them by, because that's what people are noticing, that's what they're going to concentrate on as well. So here's a tip for that, because a lot of that is just natural to us. When we see somebody, we're like, oh my gosh, you look so cute today, or whatever. It's something natural that comes out of us. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't tell someone that they look cute, but here's the challenge. For every one physical characteristic that you comment on, for every positive characteristic, and I hope that they're positive. If you are commenting about their physical nature, I hope they're positive. But for every one physical nature thing that you make a comment on, make 5 encouraging comments about something that is not of a physical nature. Really challenge yourself to talk about how you see them working hard at something, or a talent that they're developing, or how they served someone. Anything that you can talk about in a positive manner that has nothing to do with their physical appearance, zero to do with their physical appearance. It's a challenge. Tip number two is take time to view the media that your daughter is viewing and then talk about it. Talk about what they see. Talk about what that girl on TikTok looks like and what you think when you see that girl and what she thinks when she sees that girl and what that makes you feel, whether it's TikTok or Instagram, or if you watch YouTube, like if she has a particular YouTube influencer that she really likes to watch, who whatever it is that she's watching, that she's interested, whether it's a TV show, what have you need to view that media with her And then you need to discuss how she's perceiving that person, particularly based on their appearance, because this is what gives her an accurate representation and the verbiage to be able to reflect on how constantly consuming certain body types or certain looks or certain styles, how those things are influencing how she thinks both about herself as well as others. Sometimes that discussion might head down, maybe we shouldn't watch this particular person as much, or maybe we need to balance this, or how can we balance this? But spending time with her, watching that media, and having those discussions about how her self-image might be being impacted by the media that she's consuming. So that is tip number two. And last but not least, number three, maybe my favorite, find ways to help her build up other people. So when she sees other people, how can she build their self-image? What are ways that she can feed into other people? What you want to do is you want to have her watch you do it. Have her see what you're doing. I am helping to build other self-image when I do XYZ. So you're directly teaching her. Then you're doing it together. So maybe you say something to her sibling and then have her say something to her sibling that will build their self-image. And then you challenge her to build someone else's self-image on her own without your prompting. There are so many ways that she can do this through words, through cards, through letters, through comments on social media. How can you be a light on social media? How can you encourage others' self-image without commenting on their physical characteristics? What all can you say and do? Because I will say that I look at a lot of my clients and former clients' Instagram pages, and so much of the comments that they get from their peers is, oh my gosh, you're so cute and so pretty and so this and so that, which probably gives them that hit of, is it endorphins? No, that's after you exercise. Whatever chemical it is that makes you feel good in that moment, I'll think of it later. It gives you that moment, but it really doesn't improve your self-image. It just makes you think, I need to keep being this way, or I need to keep using this filter. And so really teaching her how she can encourage others and build others up and build up their self-image is my third and final tip for helping her self-image to be better. Focus on non-physical characteristics as much as possible using that 5-to-1 ratio, that magic ratio. View media with her and discuss what you see so that she can verbalize and talk about and reflect on what she's seeing and what she's experiencing. And last but not least, help her to build up the self-image of others. All of those things are really going to make a difference in your daughter's self-image, whether you start, and the sooner you start, the better. So whether you start when she's 3 or 13 or 33 or anywhere in between, these are going to be things that really make a difference for her in the long run. Keep choosing your thoughts. Go create a life you love. And I know you'll change the world. See you later.